got to say that the Sydney Swifts have been getting great crowds, but they haven't been getting great results, unfortunately. Then last weekend, they came up with this remarkable victory against the leaders of the competition, the Northern Mystics. I'm glad to say that joining us online is Caitlin Thwaites from the New South Wales Swifts, who shot 30 from 33 last week.
You're beauty.
She was on fire. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Have I summed the season up fair enough? It's been a little bit disappointing so far, but now something to kick on with.
Yeah, it has. Up until last week, we'd had two wins, two draws and two losses.
Right.
So we were disappointed coming off the last 4 weeks. We hadn't had a win. So it was a bit disappointing, but I feel like we've made a turn for the better.
Yeah, could you put it down to anything? Because, you know, on paper, you've got a very, very good squad.
Mm.
Yeah, we do. And I guess it's just a matter of getting some of the finer things and making sure that our combinations are working and just a bit more consistency, I think, is probably the main thing. We've been absolutely brilliant in patches, but then we've been quite horrible in patches too. And not being able to play out a whole game and play well, I think, has hurt us over the last 4 weeks. But we managed to pull it together last week.
Now, in the nicest possible way, I mean, you've been around for a little while, Caitlin. How's the culture at the Swifts compared to the culture of other teams?
I think it's really positive. It's very fun. We do a little bit of socialising outside of our we, you know, we see each other every day,
yeah.
And we still want to hang out with each other outside of training. So it's really good.
Well, we've spent a bit of time over the last few weeks with Catherine Cox, and let me tell you, netball girls do know how to party.
Well. Not during the season.
No, of course not.
Put it that way.
No,
nice answer.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
answer.
Very good answer.
Exactly. It's the professional world we live in. Do you ever play volleyball these days? You grew up sort of playing both sports and playing at a high level at volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, that's been quite a few years ago now for me. I did play indoor for a little while, and then once indoor sort of finished up for me, I did play a little bit of beach as well. But just fully focused on the netball at the moment, and that's probably something I might get to, a few years down the track once I've retired.
Now, we've spoken to a little bit about Rugby World Cup, but it's also World Cup for netball this year, and the Diamond squad is always strong.
Definitely, and it's so exciting this year because it's in Sydney, so it's, we're sort of feeling the hype around town, and it's really sort of building, and... we've definitely got to focus on our ANZ season, but
sure.
It's kind of the World Cup is looming in the background, which is exciting.
So, again, what's the big one coming up? You're playing Wellington, aren't you? You played for them, what, two seasons ago?
Yes, yeah. So I've played for the Pulse for 3 years, actually, over there. So,
yeah,
hoping to bring a bit of inside knowledge to the table this week at training.
Exactly.
Now, that's on Anzac Day over there. Then it's the big one where they set – it was a world record crowd, wasn't it? This time last year for the game coming up against the Melbourne Vixens?
Yes, so we had a game against the Thunderbirds last year at All Phones Arena, and we broke the domestic season record for the biggest crowd. So that was incredibly exciting, but we're really, really looking to try and get up there this year as well. And we're playing against the defending champs, the Vixens, so hopefully that'll be a good show.
Good on you, Caitlin. Keep the winning ways going.
Thanks, guys.